too. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in Turkey looking into claims a Saudi journalist was murdered there by a Saudi security team. He met yesterday with Saudi Arabia's leader.
The Crown Prince saying that America and Saudi Arabia are strong and old allies who face challenges together. Turkish officials have alleged that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, a claim Saudi Arabia denies.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump compares the accusation to sexual assault claims against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, guilty until proven innocent. Marijuana sales are legal in Canada starting today. Jackson McLean was in line at a new pot shop in St. John's, Newfoundland, waiting for midnight.
It's just something that you want to be able to tell your kids that you were there for this moment, because it's going to be in history books.
At least 111 shops are expected to be open today across Canada. Canadians can also order weed through websites. This is Fox News.
You on drugs?
Yes.
You all.
Screw off.
To discover your genetic makeup, trust 23andMe. But if you're a congressperson who can't be trusted, find out what you're made of at 23andMe for politicians.
I just got my results. I'm 40% owned by the banking lobby and 30% big oil.
23andMe for politicians is easy. Just order the testing kit, swab the inside of your cheek, and simply mail it in.
Heck, I've been mailing it in for my last two terms in the Senate.
Unlike politicians, your results are 100% authentic.
Wow, I'm 1% bleeding heart liberal and 99% funded by George Soros. Resist!
Best of all, 23andMe for politicians works on both sides of the aisle.
I'm 60% in the tank for Charles Koch and 40% for David Koch. Or is it the other way around? I always get my billionaire puppet masters mixed up.
23andMe for politicians, because self-interest is in your DNA.
Brace yourself. The following is a paid program for Girls Gone Wild.
You know what you get when you listen to any other morning radio program.
Welcome to Amateur Hour.
If you don't believe me, just ask Dave.
Dave's not here.
Oh, well, wake up with Greg Budell.
Hey, how are my people today?
Jay Scott.
Okay, break it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Emily Hayes.
Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Hasta la vista. Baby.
That's Bailey and Rich Thomas.
Stand by for action.
Here are three big-time radio consultants. What do you guys think of the show?
It's tremendous. It's colossal. It's putrid.
I'd like to get a second opinion from Dave.
Dave's not here.
Oh, well. Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome to Wednesday morning with yours truly, Greg Udell. Scott, Brad, and Pax, about an hour from now. You don't know where Emily is.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Right now, the...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There's a little bit of rain on the radar this morning here in central Alabama, especially north of Montgomery. Between Montgomery and Alabaster, some scattered showers, and then concentrated rain north of there through Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. Some of you had rain during the night. I see the airport had a quarter of an inch overnight. I had 1,200ths of an inch at my house. How much did you say you had?
I think it was 1,600 or 1,800, one or the other.
Yeah. I have no idea how much I had at my house.
Yeah.
Get a
rain gauge someday.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
One day.
mostly cloudy today. A little cooler. With a high temperature in the upper 70s. We had 88 yesterday, 89 the day before, and 89 the day before. So upper 70s sound good. Slight chance of a passing shower or two here and there. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. How about an overnight low in the 56 range? How about yes? Then tomorrow, sunshine will dominate. A comfortable day. Nice looking day tomorrow. High around 79. Friday, clouds on the increase again. High temperature 78. Scattered showers are a risk Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday. That's ahead of the next front. Why is he changing his voice like that? Because this is the really nice front that comes in Saturday night and delivers some really spectacular air that we're just going to briefly sample. We're just going to get on the edge of this, but it's okay. Sunday's high in the upper 60s and down in the 40s on Monday morning. I kid you not. Don't tell anybody. Right now this morning, we have showers in the area. North winds at 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Temperature 69 at 611.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I thought I heard my name in there. It is 6:11 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Just a heads up to the listeners, Rich is fasting today. So not only be a little grumpy.
Not only that, if you just heard me on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, we have the audio.
Yeah. It was terrible. It was live TV at its worst. I started off okay, and then 2 minutes into it, I went into extreme coughing and couldn't finish. I had to turn it over to Ryan. Unfortunately, he had just asked me, what is our topic this morning? I said, things we do to feel like we're being healthy. As I coughed all through it.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what we're doing today? Because I hadn't looked.
That's what I got. Stuff like...
How about if we each do our own topic today? You can do that, and Jay and I will have something else.
Oh.
Today, check this out. I didn't know this, but when I brought in the grub this morning, but
October 17th is National Pasta Day. So today, enjoy a big plate of your favorite pasta. I'm going to have Honey Boo Boo's favorite, Sketti. Yes, spaghetti with a rich country crock and ketchup sauce. Move over, Paula Deen. Mama June is the real town-home cooking genius. Have a happy National Pasta Day.
And there's pasta in the Chili Mac.
I tell you what timing.
Have you tried it?
I've not tried it, not yet, no.
Oh, please.
Well.
Not even going to look that way. And I'm talking about...
Emily.
Downstairs.
Did you see the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I made?
Yeah. I saw that one, yeah.
That's to go with it if you want it. You want to try what I was talking about.
Oh, yesterday. That's right. You were talking about
why does that go well?
I don't know. I think it's the salt and sweet of the swamish with the tomato and spice of the chili. It's a good I don't know. What do you think?
A deadly combination.
Do you mind if I share something very quickly?
Sure.
Exit 172 southbound on 65. That area is expect some issue because there's been a wreck. But the wrecker was there, so I can't imagine it's much longer, or the tow truck thing was there. But there's police officers on either side of the interstate. It's like three cars off to the right, one car off to the left that hit the divider. It looks like, I'm not certain, but expect some slowdowns. You can get to 85 right now because it's the exit before. So I hope I helped.
But it sure have been a lot of Elizabeth Warren memes over the internet yesterday. The listeners have been sending them like crazy. This one is my favorite, though.
Wait a minute.
I bought a new Jeep and named it Elizabeth Warren because it's all white, but it says it's a Cherokee. and many others. There's a good one with a fork too on my page.
Still, the best one was it Hatch that said he's part T-Rex.
That was great. And that wasn't a meme. That was Orrin Hatch being clever, which is kind of cool. It's just about 6:15. We have our most electrifying story of the day, and it involves something that happened on TV last night. By the way, nice cool breeze out of the east this morning. It was pleasant on the thinking stoop.
How many innings was that last night?
13 innings. It lasted till 1:25 our time. But think about it. If you were watching in the Eastern time zone, that's 2:25 in the morning.
Yeah. I had to cut out after like 5 innings. I just needed to get to sleep. It was very dramatic.
Dodgers won. Yeah, Dodgers won. And
so that series is tied at 2. It goes back to Milwaukee.
And the Red Sox.
If they play, this afternoon, by the way.
Yeah, I'll be able to watch baseball again.
All right.
Hey.
And I can start watching the game at home, and then me and Joey could provide professional coverage here during happy hour. So we'll be right back. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. And as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $3.49. Nice queen mattresses, only $2.99. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 6:18, the story begins many months ago when Roseanne Barr tweeted out what some call the racist comparison of Valerie Jarrett to Planet of the Apes and yada yada. ABC immediately took action and fired Roseanne from her show, but if you recall...
They're regretting it now.
Yeah, on Monday, executives... And this wasn't in an American paper. It was in the London Times where this quote turned up that maybe they had too much of a knee-jerk reaction. Well, too late, because last night the show premiered, and this is how they killed her off.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed. And with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Wait, what? Mom overdosed?
It doesn't make any sense. I got her knees fixed. I flushed all her pills.
Oh, my God. I found these pills in Mom's closet.
Well, these aren't even prescribed to her. She got them from Marcy Bellinger.
Damn. That's the only thing from Mom's closet that I wanted.
Isn't that funny?
That's a good way to yuck it up after, after an OD.
All I wanted was her illegal drugs. Okay, so maybe this afternoon we'll do a pool on Happy Hour and how long that show will last.
Do we don't have any overnights, do we?
No overnights. We have the ratings for the week, though, and those will come up in the Cheap and Trashy a little bit later this hour. I'm doing IV Friday at 2.
I did one yesterday
at
11:45.
The IV, when we say that, we go to infusion, cryo, and laser. And by the way, the cryosculpting technology will soon be available.
Called CryoSkin.
Yes. And what they do is they freeze the fat underneath your belly. Mm-hmm. It is absorbed into your lymphatic system, and you get rid of it.
You're supposed to see results even after the first visit. But they say 3 to 5 visits, you really start to see results.
Well, so I'm going to do whatever I need to do. I would like to...
I want to be, one of those people.
Well, we're doing this TV thing. It would be nice not to look like I had a pumpkin under my shirt.
You don't look like... What in the world?
And some chili on your shirt, too.
Oh, man, you do. God, here I'm coughing through.
Yeah, I wore a yellow shirt. At least it goes good with chili.
Yeah, it does. You'll be fine.
Yellowish. So add that to the list of many great reasons to try infusion. Cool. Joey's been doing the cryotherapy. He's been very heavily involved in yoga. He gets a lot of achy muscles and stuff, which is great. That's how your muscles are strengthening. But the pain goes away because cryotherapy forces your bloodstream to work at a higher level and therefore distributes all the healing stuff that's in your blood. Everything that you need to heal from anything is in your blood.
I think we can get Ryan over here to talk about the new stuff.
We are going to have him on, I think, a week from today. On this show, because this is going to be huge. This is actually a news story as much as it is.
I can't wait.
A sponsor coming up with something new.
I hope he accepts us as a guinea pig.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Okay, because I can squeal like one.
Squeal like a guinea pig, boy.
Rich.
Hi, Rich and I are here. We'd like to do the cryo skin. Anyway, this is not voodoo stuff. This is actual science working to benefit your body in a very natural way. And it all works. Laser, cryotherapy, IV vitamin therapy to boost your strength and metabolism, and soon cryo skin, and we will have Ryan in to talk about it. You can ask questions at 296-1662. Make an appointment for a consultation and see which one works best for you. At Infusion, right across from the emergency room entrance to Baptist East. Lori, Ryan, great staff over there, and you'll see results. At 6:23, we're going to take our first look at the roads, then the timeline for the 17th of October.
Oh boy.
And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident to start off our Wednesday morning. 65 southbound at Clay Street. Careful over there. Not seeing anything on the rest of 65. 85 is all clear. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway looking real good. Just use caution coming down through there. 65 southbound around Clay Street. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive. You can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We have a great radio show planned for you today.
Relaxing, laughing, talking.
Some people drink to excess. You talk to excess.
We're WOW. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're WOW, and we're for all. Visit Wowway.com to learn more.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it. Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wednesday morning, let's rise and shine. Separate your bed from your behind. Tell the stranger sleeping next to you to get the hell out. You've got things to do. Wednesday morning, the week's half done.
Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
290th day of the year, 85 days remain. I'll try to do this without coughing. We'll see if it can do it. It's Information Overload Day. If you've ever been into my living room, there's information overload there.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Your living room should be off limits to people who are prone to seizures.
Oh, jeez. It's mulligan day. Now, if I was a golfer, so mulligan's where you do, it's a do-over, right?
Yeah, it's cheating, but with permission.
Okay.
In other words, I just hit the ball 6 inches off the tee, so I'd like another drive.
Mulligan, yeah.
Yeah.
It's National Pasta Day, as we mentioned already, and pasta in Italian means dough. Did you know that?
No.
Are you serious? Pasta in Italian means
dough!
That's what it means.
I have no idea.
Ask Paul. It's National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
Oh.
And it's National Payback a Friend Day.
Oh.
Jay, how much do I owe you?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. We didn't win the Mega Millions last night.
We did not win the Mega Millions last night. The jackpot has increased into the, mid to upper 800 million now. It is the second largest jackpot in U.S. history.
Yeah. That would put a dent in the wedding budget.
Yeah, it would. But the taxes are ridiculous. 1777, Revolutionary War, huge Patriot victory at Saratoga, New York, against the British. 1902, 116 years ago today, the first Cadillac comes off the assembly line in Detroit. 102 years ago, 1916. Do you have this movie on your shelf, Daughters of God?
I have the...
it's the first nude scene in a movie, 1916.
Yeah, of course I have it.
Yeah, you have that one?
Yeah.
Major feature film.
The DVD is under the mattress.
Yes. Oh, my.
I got you. 1919, RCA is created. I used to love the logo with the dog looking into the the phonograph.
What is it? His master's voice?
His master's voice. Right?
Why did they get rid of that? That was dumb.
That was, yeah.
People are dumb, Greg.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of dumb, 87 years ago, 1931, Al Capone finally convicted. They got him on income tax evasion. They found a loophole, and that's what put him away. Sentenced to 11 years in prison, released 8 years later. He died powerless, a recluse, in 1947 after spending the rest of his life as an invalid, crippled by syphilis. 1964, Manfred Mann started a two-week run at number one with Do I Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Diddy.
Do I Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Juju. God, that song just way overplayed.
There she was. 48 years ago in 1970, I'll Be There, I'll Be There by the Jackson 5 hit number one on the pop singles chart, stayed there for 5 weeks. 1974, Benji debuts in theaters. About a little dog, a stray, who helps rescue several kids who were kidnapped. It opened in theaters. It was a family classic. Now, our song of the day, and it came up in conversation a few days ago right here. So we can say that's by request, sort of. And always, if you have a suggestion for the song of the day, you can email me. It's easy. rich@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. This is the title cut from a pretty innovative 1977 Jackson Browne album, recorded completely on the road, various venues, even a hotel room. I'm running on empty, running blind. I'm running into the sun, but I'm running behind. Classic Jackson Browne on your Wednesday morning timeline, running on empty. Here it goes.
Time when gas shortages started to happen, so it was often linked to, hey, if you're an odd numbered car, don't forget today's your day to fill up, stuff like that.
He did, like I said, in various venues. One song was recorded in Holiday Inn Room 324, and I forget the name of the city, in Cumberland, Maryland, something like that. 39 years ago, 1979, Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize for her 30 years of work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta. 29 years ago in 89, oh man, I will never forget this. Earthquake struck San Francisco just before the third game of the World Series between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants, the so-called, the Bay Series.
Yeah.
It measured 7.1 on the Richter scale, destroyed 100,000 buildings, killed 67 people, and the nation witnessed it live on ABC with Al Michaels at the mic before the satellite feed failed.
That That was I was on Biscayne Boulevard going back to my apartment to watch the game with my baseball buddy, and we heard it on the radio and rushed upstairs, and the images of players and their wives crying on the field, and you know, that was an older park, so you can imagine what it was like to sit in the upper deck and that thing is swaying back and forth. Hell, but gee.
I remember Al Michaels is talking, and he's saying, well, something's going on here. And then it goes to snow, and then it goes to a slide, ABC.
And he ended up actually being a newsman that night because they continued coverage with blimp images of the burning.
Exactly. So 27 years ago, 1991, Tennessee Ernie Ford died in Reston, Virginia at the age of 72. Birthdays, Eminem is 46, born Marshall Mathers III. Chris Kilpatrick, he's one of the NSYNC guys, I guess, is 47. You know who?
Yeah, he was the one with dreadlocks.
Okay. Ziggy Marley is 50. I bet he had dreadlocks, too.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, he probably smokes grass. He's probably in Canada today.
Is that true?
Yeah, man.
Alan Jackson is 60. He's a country superstar. Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts is 77 today. Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl, you sure do shine. Mike Judge is 56, genius creator, and now very wealthy guy. Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. He also does the voices for Beavis, Butthead, and Hank Hill. Norm MacDonald, one of your favorites, 59 today.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Normie. I had to play some Norm this morning.
Speaking of Normie, it's ironic you said that, because guess who has a birthday today? George Wendt is 70.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Norm! I love it when he comes in.
How about that?
He says, how you doing, Mr. Peterson? It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Michael McKean is 71. He was Lenny on Laverne and Shirley. Dead or alive, Margot Kidder.
Dead.
Recently.
Yeah, she died in 2018, Lois Lane. Evel Knievel is still dead. He died in 2007. Countdowns. Jay Scott is 39 years young today, but all that changes tomorrow.
That it do.
14 days till Halloween. 18 days till the clocks change. 20 days till Election Day. All 435 members of the House are up for election, of course. 36 days till Thanksgiving. 69 days till Christmas. And a month later, Santa returns because he has a save this date on his North Pole fridge. It's the River Region Royal Wedding, now a magical 100 days away.
Holy crap, it's double digits tomorrow? Oh,
check newspapers for showtime. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I haven't had a fit of coughing yet. I did on TV, but we'll see if this continues today. Mostly cloudy. There's a few showers on the radar. In fact, I just posted the radar view on Facebook with a line of showers from Selma to Deetsville to around Camp Hill. Mostly cloudy today. Maybe a spotty shower or two. No 80s today. Upper 70s look good. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. How about 56 for the overnight low temperature by first thing tomorrow morning? Tomorrow, sunshine will dominate. Comfortable, high 79. Friday, increasing clouds again with a high around 78. Then scattered showers return, I think, Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday ahead of a strong cold front. This is the front we've been talking about. It arrives Saturday night, and then behind it on Sunday, breezy, cooler, upper 60s, and then 40s on Sunday night. Oh, boy. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, showers in the area, north winds at 5 miles per hour, temperature 69 at 639.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Who was that?
The man they call the Baron?
Yes, you've heard of him.
I expected him to be an older man. He's, well, handsome.
Yes, he does give women the vapors, and he's here at 9 o'clock with Jack Campbell and crew on this Talk 93.1 FM. Now, I've got to leave this IFB thing up, right? During the break. For some reason, I can't remember that today. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's weird. Ooh. Spooky.
Let me tell you, youngsters, getting old.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Yeah, well, I mean older, I should say. think of myself as old. Let's quickly trek traffic.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Working with an accident on 65 southbound at Clay Street. That appears to be well on the way to being cleaned up, so that one won't be there for you too much longer to worry with. But we have over in Prattville an accident involving an 18-wheeler. Injuries involved there as well. Highway 14 at North Memorial. So be careful over there. Highway 14 at North Memorial. 18-wheeler involved, and there are injuries involved there as well. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 19th and run through December 7th. Classes start on January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yesterday was filled with good news with the markets and stuff.
Yeah, 545 points.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we'll be talking to Brad about that this afternoon, and hopefully we'll have another day just like it today.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40. Do you ever have fast food 3 days in a row, then do something super healthy to compensate because you kind of feel guilty?
Like you make yourself walk to McDonald's instead of driving?
Never. Yeah, just like that.
According to a new survey, the top things we do when we want to feel like we're being healthy include buying more produce, even if you don't eat it, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, carrying around a water bottle, and drinking smoothies, which aren't always healthy.
That's funny.
Okay, I have a good story about that, but there's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, yes.
Who wants to go first about how healthy we are?
Well, I want to add to what Ryan and Andrew were talking about. When you go to McDonald's, somebody orders like a double quarter pounder with cheese, a large fry, but I'll have a Diet Coke. I'm trying to watch my weight.
Yep. That was me.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah. I've done that many times.
Yeah.
I have a bad habit that I have to indulge a few times during the morning. And there's 22 stairs from the first floor to our studio here. So I look at it this way. I have the bad habit, but I counteract it by climbing those stairs. I take those stairs like an Olympian athlete.
Yes, you do.
Boy, look at the support I'm getting from my team.
I don't know why you were pointing at me. You were like shaking your finger at me the whole time you were talking about it.
I didn't mean to make you feel like you were being scolded.
Yeah. Well, no. I did. It felt like I was in trouble yet again.
The body like this is not an accident, friend.
takes years of training. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And I work very hard to maintain this look, too.
So they're suggesting bowls of fruit instead of
I've done that before. Right? Well, the buying fruit, buying produce, and, right. We're going to do this.
And then by the time you get to it,
broccoli. It's spoiled. Well, no, broccoli doesn't stand a chance. I love broccoli.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more fruits and things.
You mean guilty of throwing it away later, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so over the summer I was trying to go to the farmer's market more on Saturdays when it was here, and I would buy all these things, and I had great intentions when I bought them, a few days would go by, and I'm like, what is that smell?
No.
And it's all the fruits and vegetables I said I was going to eat, they were rotting on my countertop, so I stopped wasting my money. So
when I was a kid, I was always impressed by the ice cream man, because he could put his hand in the truck and find exactly what you asked him for, and it would come out.
Right.
I play the same game now on my refrigerator. I reach in there, and the other day there was something that was kind of wet and squishy.
Oh, no.
And I learned that a head of lettuce cannot last 3 weeks in a refrigerator.
Oh, God. Whoa. It gets gross.
Oh, you and I know that one. Yeah.
Oh, it gets so gross.
But I felt so healthy that I even had it in the house. You know, it does make a difference.
Do you guys feel guilty if you ever, like, get some fried chicken or some pizza?
Very briefly. I've learned how to.
I taste it.
It's fine. Yeah.
Life is short. You got to have some flavor in it.
Yeah.
Come over and have some chili mac I brought in this morning.
Unbelievable chili here this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's very tasty.
Macaroni noodles and a side of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is also another way to feel healthy.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, there was a study that said peanut butter is good for your brain. It's true.
Hmm.
Well, they also said there's caffeine in apple juice, but
what about the jelly?
There's no caffeine in apple.
No birthday gift for you tomorrow, Jay.
Morris's birthday. We'll see you guys later.
Don't forget to make that your top story in the morning.
All right, y'all have a good
all
day.
Right, they also said there was caffeine in apple.
I was happily surprised, especially after last week. We had that big day of correction in the markets, and then, you know, to see it go up 600, and on all the good economic news that's out there.
Oh my gosh, I was just, you know, I know I shouldn't sweat the big drops, but I do sometimes.
Well, this is why I suggest people tune in the afternoon and listen to Brandt, because he explains the machinations of the markets in a way we can all understand. And of course, he's available to consult with you about planning your financial future, everything from retirement to investing, whatever it is you're looking to accomplish, putting something aside for your kids' education. I love that commercial you see on TV. It's, you know, for one of those benign brokerage firms, but there's a dad walking with his daughter on a college campus, and then his bro. Well, yeah, it looks like this one's the one. Yeah, well, this is what we were preparing for, meaning it's going to cost a ton of money, but we're set. Those are the kind of moments in life you can get ahead of the curve and prepare for.
Right.
And call Brandt at 387-0094 and just make an appointment to talk ideas and stuff so you will have a great financial future. Since it is Norm's birthday, Norm MacDonald's birthday, we'll have to play a few of his clips this morning. I'll try and squeeze one in here shortly. Uh-huh. TV ratings for last week are out. We have that coming up, too. But right now, it's good news at 646.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. It's good to celebrate small beginnings. Do you know what Apple, Google, Disney, Harley-Davidson, and Mattel have in common? They all started in garages. Google started in a garage as a research project by two grad students. Walt Disney started an animation company in his garage after he got fired from a newspaper for not being creative enough. The founders of Mattel Toy Company started making dollhouses out of leftover wood scraps in their garage. All too often, we give up on our dreams because creating new things is hard and progress is often slower than we'd hope. But Zechariah 4:10 reminds us, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." God entrusts big things to people who are faithful with small things. So what if we do what we can today and leave the results to God? It's good to celebrate small beginnings, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Why so grumpy?
Looks like someone had their eggs grumpy side up this morning.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hey folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
It has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is number one for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:50, enjoy a little music from the Harvard Underground Drummers, also known as Thud. It's an all-percussion version of Emily's favorite song, Africa. Yeah, your name.
I'm intrigued.
That's good enough.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it, including three men and a lady. Welcome to the Cheap and Trash, and it's not 93.1 FM. A summary of all the show this crap going on in the last 24 hours. Earlier in the show, we played you the explanation, the actual scene. Give him a Heimlich.
I'm so worried about him.
Me too.
Sport.
Baby, go cuddle your daddy.
Rich, we'll write you
a note. I can't play this happy music while Rich is suffering.
Do you need a pass?
Can you imitate Rick's handwriting?
Rockin' hits. Go see the doctor.
He can call. Greg can call somebody for me. In the style of the buttery one. Oh, God, poor Rich!
Hi, this is Rick Pickles. I'm sending Rich home today.
Sunday Night Football actually went back over the 20 million viewership mark this week. I guess the Patriots being in that game had something to do with it. Thursday Night Football was number two, 14 million viewers. That is not an increase. Big Bang and NCIS and 60 Minuets all broke the 10 million viewer mark. So did Young Sheldon. Everything else was below 10. Of the new shows that have debuted, FBI, This Is Us, and God Friended Me are the only ones in the top 20.
God Friended Me? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Keira Knightley does not let her daughter watch Cinderella or The Little Mermaid because of the anti-feminist messages. You're a nitwit. You're a dipstick, Keira Knightley. Let me tell you something. Please.
Good.
I'm just disagreeing with Keira Knightley. My daughter loved that stuff, and it did not prevent her from becoming.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying Keira Knightley's just pushing it a little bit because she's played all kinds of roles that have not always been the most beneficial to women.
See, women can be strong and independent and beautiful and not have to be a feminist. That's the point I'm making. By the way, back to Roseanne. She says she's been sleeping 17 hours a day since she was fired. Now, there's a survey. We always see, you know, new Magnum and all this other stuff, TV reboots.
Mm-hmm.
And people say they're okay with that. In fact, 3 out of 4 said they were okay in a recent survey. But there was one codicil.
What is it?
A codicil, that's an attachment to a, if you're not going to cooperate, I've got to make it.
You know, when I think of the word codicil, the only time I've ever heard it in a movie is in Animal House when Dean Wormer uses that word. I just had to throw that out. There's a little known codicil in the Faber.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that scene where they
double secret probation.
Double secret probation. Yeah, that's a classic.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. and that foot is me.
Every time I see that actor, he's gone now, but every time I see him in a different movie or in a different role, it just seems wrong. Anyway, they're okay with reboots as long as they're bringing the original cast back. So, like, if they reboot Friends, do it with...
Oh, right.
Like Murphy Brown.
Call it Older Friends.
Older Friends.
You know? I mean, really.
Elderly Friends.
That's going to be the name of this show in about...
AARP Friends.
AARP Friends.
Jay will be getting those invitations in the mail starting tomorrow. You bet.
Golden Friends.
You know, you go through that, and by the way, the least excitement shows that people did not care to see Redone. Mad About You with a very unsexy Helen Hunt.
Uh-huh.
An elf.
You can call it Golden Friends and still use the same theme song.
You call it what?
Golden Friends and still use...
Which theme song?
Thank You for Being a Friend, because they were a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They were friends.
Call ABC. Get them on the phone.
There's an interesting story about Roger Daltrey of The Who.
We share a birthday. Please don't tell me anything terrible.
Well, you can't be surprised. He's a rock star, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's got 3 kids he doesn't even know about. You just know that 3 different women had kids. Gosh. The only one they know is about somebody that's actually here in Alabama named Dan Morris.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That was funny.
Oh, come on. Why do you think you hear all that Who music in the Dan Moore show? And I love the Dan Moore show, so that's not a knock. If anybody calls him, you should have heard what Greg said.
That's exactly how they'll sound, too.
We
should have heard what Greg said. He was running his yaffa again about you. Oh, my God.
We got Bubba Mices and Hookums that listen to the station all day and then call you. Yeah, you know what Greg said? Greg said that Barron gives women the vapors, but that's true. All right, let's see. There's a couple of... Oh, boy, remember, it's been a bad week for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
She endorsed a candidate, pissed off a lot of her fan base. The candidate she endorsed went down 7 points in the poll. He's now 14 behind.
I'm sure he really appreciates her endorsement.
In Tennessee, yeah. And then an antelope named Taylor Swift at the San Diego Zoo got out.
You know what? I'm thinking someday... If she can rent like Yankee Stadium and have all her former boyfriends show up for one day, you know,
be lines outside the door.
Now, in all fairness,
could be the Yankees themselves.
Oh,
well, yeah,
good point.
In all fairness, there are many rock and roll guys that write about their lady friends.
Yeah, but she makes a career out of
bad choices in men, and then she endorses a guy
getting with these guys. And then breaking up with them and then writing a song. It's kind of a thing.
One final line here. You probably heard about this.
What?
Hillary Clinton's SUV hit a cement pole in a parking garage. That should surprise nobody because she's had problems with the poles the last couple of years.
See the poles, yeah.
That bad.
Yeah. It was.
What was her book name? What was the name of it?
It's What Happened.
What Happened?
Or no.
It sounded like the OJ title, which was What?
If I did it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right, enough. 6:58, gang. We've got Fox News coming up.
Oh, well.
Why is October 17th the greatest day ever? We'll answer that. Jay has random facts ready to go after 7. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and I have the new week specials coming up, too.
Woo-hoo! Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify.
With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage,